life. What's going on, everybody? I'm back. I am your host, Donkey Chan of the Full Heel Podcast. And right off the bat, I just want to apologize. I haven't been here for like 2 weeks. I haven't dropped an episode, so that's my bad. No excuses. It's just I've had scheduling issues, people canceling. People are busy. No fight companions. I haven't had fight companions for the past 2 weekends. I'm going to do something about that. If I can't have a fight companion, definitely going to release an alternate. So stay on the lookout for that. Not releasing an episode. It's my bad. Should have been doing it. At least a backlogged one. I have like episode 2 through 10 that I still have backlog that I never released on here that are only on YouTube. But subscribe on YouTube, on iTunes, on Podbean, and all that cool stuff. I'm back, bitches. I'm back. So, today I'm going to be talking about Fastlane, giving you my review on this past weekend's Fastlane. Today is March 14th, 2018. So, Fastlane was this past Sunday. We'll get into it right now. Just want to give you guys a little bit of update on what's been going on in my life, what I've been doing, news around here. Let's see. I'll start off with a little bit of sad story. So after like 60, 70 years, I think, Toys R Us is fucking closing. I don't know if anyone here, is a Toys R Us fan. But I've always been a Toys R Us kid. I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid. And they're closing. They got into financial problems. They can't pay their vendors. And it's understandable. Well, it's not understandable. You shouldn't have a business, and that's exactly what's happening. They went bankrupt. They can't pay their vendors because of Amazon and pretty much online retailers. These guys are having to pay for locations to store all their stuff and sell it. So they're having to pay for, like, the store. They have to rent out the store, pay for the store itself. I don't know how that works. I'm not a business person. I just know they're going bankrupt and that fucking sucks. They're closing, from what I hear. I don't know if it's true. They're closing all 800 locations in the United States. When I first heard the news, I was kind of hoping, that they were just going to close the Babies R Us and kind of merge them in the Toys R Us, but apparently they haven't been able to pay their vendors from what I've been reading. I don't know how legit the sources are. I'm in a couple of toy groups, if you guys can't tell by now. You guys have seen my room, bunch of variations of the camera. I'm a WWE toy collector, and recently I started buying other figures as well, like Marvel Legends. I have two Star Wars Black Series. I have a Kylo Ren and a Darth Vader. But the point is, I've been going there for my whole life. I can't remember when I started going. I can remember going as a kid. I can remember there being an Aldi next to Toys R Us. So whenever we would go to Aldi's, I would beg my dad to take us to Toys R Us. And then we would go around checking there. I remember buying Star Wars toys from the Phantom Menace in there. from old school Toys R Us. That Toys R Us isn't even there anymore, the one by my house. I have to go. I have to travel out a little bit. But it sucks because I go toy hunting sometimes. Like, I'll fucking hit up 3 Toys R Us's, a Target or something on a Saturday or a Sunday. I'll take my nephews. So Target's going to have to be Targets and Walmarts from now on, and little comic book shops. I do hit up retro stores and try to find retro stores just to pick up old figurines and shit like that. But that's a fucking bummer. Toys R Us is closing, man. I remember picking up a bunch of Pokemon cards there. That's where my dad would take us to buy Pokemon cards. Me and my little brother. All my fucking... Shit, god damn it, man. It fucking sucks. Because I turn around and there's like an Optimus Prime that I bought there. There's a couple toys my cousin gave me. He's a little bit older than me. He just gave them to me because he didn't want to throw them out. They're chilling somewhere inside the room here. And I was a kid. I remember being a kid walking around looking for Beast Wars. Looking for WWE toys. That's about it. Pokemon cards, Star Wars toys. They have a bunch of cool shit. Oh, I remember now. Power Rangers. I don't know if you guys remember the old school Power Ranger toys. They actually re-released them with this new wave of Power Rangers. And see, that's the thing. I thought toy collecting was, again, Amazon is killing the game. Everyone's just ordering everything online, and why go to the store if you could just buy it and it'll be there in 2 days? But like I saw at Target, they have the old school Power Ranger ones, the ones where you press their morpher on their side, on their gut, and they swap the head from human to Power Ranger. I've seen the Red Ranger and I've seen the Green Ranger with the shield on, so. It fucking sucks. This past weekend, I went to 3 different Toys R Us's. Granted, there was nothing I could find. Everything was like, maybe because it was closing. So I don't plan on going and trying to take advantage of the sales they're trying to have right now because they're closing. Just because, like, I went before they, like, just when I didn't think this was real that they were going to close. I thought they were just going to, like, scale down somewhat. But I didn't find anything. There was no Marvel Legends toys. No real good WWE figure toys that I could want to add to my collection. I kind of want to buy a ring. A WWE ring and put it out here. Display it. Start opening a couple of figures and display them out there. And maybe have some unboxings. Maybe entice people that like unboxings to check out the video. Yeah. So, RIP Toys R Us, hopefully those are all rumors, and hopefully they're just scaling down and closing down all the Babies R Us's and merging them into the Toys R Us's, but I don't think that really affects anyone but, you know, toy collectors and shit like that, so that kind of sucks. It was an activity that I remember my dad taking me and buying me stuff there and being so happy, and now I go with my nephews. And we just look at cool stuff, and we look at different toys. And sometimes we pick something up. Like I said, this weekend I went to 3 different ones. Guess I'm going to have to start going to Walmarts and other locations, but fuck it. If I got it, I got it. But again, RIP Toys R Us. And quick change of the subject. I got my Bellator tickets. It's pretty awesome. I'm excited for that. 6 of us are going. 6 of us from the Full Heel podcast. Got seats in the same row. It's going to be April 28th, I believe, at the Allstate Arena here in Chicago. It's going to be Frank Mir versus Fedor Emelianenko. Neam Gracie, I forget who he's facing. I think Sam Cecilia is on this card as well. They haven't really filled it up whatsoever, so I'm hoping they start stacking that card up, start adding some more fights, because UFC 225, which is also here in Chicago, is going to be at the United Center June 9th. Again, Bellator is here April 28th. Tickets are on sale already. UFC 225 is June 9th at the United Center. Tickets for that go on sale April 13th. I don't know why I'm telling you guys. I'm not a promoter for UFC or anything. But if you guys are here in Chicago and you guys are here listening to this, mostly my friends, I guess, be ready because I'm going to try to buy pretty good tickets around that time, April 13th, for UFC 225. I have to buy tickets for Money in the Bank that's coming here to Chicago as well soon. I think they're here June 18th or 16th. I'm not sure. Is it July? I'm not sure exactly the month, but I'm pretty sure it's June. But Robert Whittaker versus Yoel Romero for the UFC. Well, Robert Whittaker, Yoel Romero 2 for the UFC World Middleweight Championship is going to be here in Chicago. So we get a badass fucking main event. The card's filling out pretty well. We're also going to get, I think, Rashad. Damn, I should have looked at this. I think I have it right here. Hold up. Give me a second. Let's see. Yeah, so we have Claudia Gadela versus the Cookie Monster, Carla Sparza. Carla Sparza was a ex-champion. She lost it to Joanna. Joanna lost it to Rose recently. But Cookie Monster's trying to climb her way back up. Claudia had a feud with Joanna. Couldn't really get past her. We'll see how that goes. And then we have returning from, I think it was injury, Benavidez versus Sergio Perez. And then we have Overeem versus hometown fighter and heavyweight prospect Curtis Razor Blades. Look out for this kid. He's a young guy, and if he can add some striking to his skill set, he's going to be a very dangerous heavyweight for a long time to come. He's a young dude. Look out for him. Let's see. And then we have Rashad versus Smith. I forget the Smith's first name, but I think they're both moving up to 205. Smith is coming off a loss to I forget who. Fuck, man. I should have looked that up. But no, that I think they just put that card together right now. And there's still a lot more fights to come on that one. Like I mentioned, CM Punk is rumored to be on this card as well. He really wants to be on the Chicago card because he is a Chicago native. The cult of personality. And he was a super huge superstar. Super huge. I'm fucking dumb. I'm an idiot. Everyone knows, you know, if you listen to Full Heel Podcast and you watch WWE and you watch UFC, you probably heard of CM Punk. CM Punk had an awesome career in the indies, which transcended into an undeniable career in the WWE, which people still have gripes with because they've never given him the main event at a WrestleMania because he was not the size guy. He wasn't the huge guy. So they always gave it to other people. I think he lost to The Miz, if I'm not mistaken. Might be mistaken. At a WrestleMania. But he had some incredible storylines. He was able to play a face and the heel and a tweener. Not the cult of personality. Is that the name of the song? Yeah, I think that's the name of the song. It's a badass entrance song, one of the greatest of all time, even though it's, you know, a badass rock song to begin with. But he had an incredible career. He decided to retire. He had his feud with Vince McMahon. He decided to retire and go on to UFC, and he got thrown to the wolves right away. He got thrown against a rookie in Mickey Gall. But a rookie, I think he was 4-0 or 3-0. But he was a very skilled fighter that had just breached into his career. And to be frank and honest, we had never seen anything from CM Punk. And you can talk about his gym work all you want, but that doesn't necessarily translate into being able to use it in the octagon when the when someone's hitting you in the face, when it's really there, when the pressure's on, when the lights are on you. And I don't know if he's had the pressure on him in WWE, but this is punching each other in the face, like literally. Like, I'm trying to knock you out, trying to beat the fuck out of you, trying to stop you, trying to choke you out, tear your limbs apart till you can't continue and the referee has to pull me off of you. And he got thrown into it right away. And I can't really say it's unfair because that's what he wanted. That's what he wanted to do. I think it was not wise of him to do that. I think he should have tried his hand at a lower promotion if he got a win there and see how well he did. Engaged himself. Then we could have seen exactly where his next step should have been. Should it have continued in that same lower promotion? Should he have jumped to Bellator to see what have happened there in a white one fight deal to see if he ran through the guy there? And if he runs through the guy there, maybe UFC brings him in for a Mickey Gall kind of situation that they brought him into. But I think those steps were kind of skipped and we were never able to gauge the situation. And I think the money, I don't think that's what it is. It's always been the money. UFC wanted the money. So we're probably going to see CM Punk on this. We don't even need him, but he wants on there. He's ready. There's been talks of him fighting Mike Jackson, I think is his name, who lost to Mickey Gall. Mickey Gall's first fight in the UFC, he fought Mike Jackson. He beat him right away. Then Mickey Gall fought CM Punk, destroyed him instantly. And then now it's going to be Mike Jackson versus CM Punk, which is interesting. It's going to be interesting to see because they both lost to Gall. So we have that to gauge them from. But that's about it. And CM Punk should have made, they both should have made improvements from their loss to Gall. They should have assessed what had happened there. For Punk, you can't rush in like that and just, he just tried to enforce his game plan right away without thinking of any consequences, without thinking of any repercussions to what he was going to do. He came in throwing punches thinking Mickey Gall was going to throw punches, and Mickey Gall went for the takedown and controlled him and handled him on the floor. To CM Punk's credit, he did fight it off a little bit, but it was inevitable. Mickey Gall had the better skill set and the better game plan. No doubt about it. But I'm excited for UFC 225. Whitaker versus Romero was an incredible fight. If you guys haven't checked that first one out, I'll definitely go check it out. Whitaker tore his knee ligament in, I'm not sure what round, I believe it was the second round, and after that stuff started kind of evening out, and it became an even fight, even though it was still an exciting fight and Whitaker was still fighting the whole time. He took the fight, he won, he became the interim champion, and then we all know what happened with that. He's the interim champion, he's hurt, he has to get his knee fixed. Bisping was champion, he fights GSP beats Bisbing. GSP gets colitis, which is some kind of stomach issue with his intestines. So he has to vacate the belt to get surgery because he doesn't want to hold up the division. Whitaker's named champion. Whitaker's going to come back from his injury from the knees. What the hell happened to him? Oh, yeah, then he had some kind of, then he got some kind of staph on his intestine or his stomach, on his organs, and they were eating away at something on his insides, and he had to get that treated, which was some kind of crazy shit. So then don't think he was booked for anything, though. I think he was just going to get... He was just dying. He was fucking dying. God damn. Fucking staff, dude. Ugh. Imagine that. A fucking sickness that's eating you from the inside. Because of germs. Okay. Ugh, we're weak bitches, man. We are weak bitches. If you don't believe me, go outside and kick a tree with your shin. See how tough you are. I'm going to take a quick little smoke break. Just bear with me a couple seconds. Oh, fuck it. For my viewers on YouTube, it's for you guys. God damn, that's good. I don't usually bust out the bong unless I'm doing videos and stuff. It's more for the visuals. I use, like using this one. What I'm showing the people is it's a bowl I like using instead of the bong. You know, it's whatever. To each his own. I don't necessarily like papers, but... Welcome to the Full Heel Podcast. God damn it. God damn it. Ooh. Long rips to the dome. I don't know if I told you guys. It's been 2 weeks. Maybe I have mentioned it on here or not. I've upgraded it from quads to ounces. So I would buy a quad and then a quad and then a quad. So I was buying 2 quads a week and I was spending money like a fucking idiot for no reason. Pretending, trying to convince myself. Oh, you don't have that bad of a habit. You don't have that bad a habit. Only buy a quad. Which is fucking stupid as shit. What the fuck is yelling outside? Yeah, but it's stupid as shit because, you know, if you buy in quantity, it's less money. It's not that much less money, but my dealer got a different hookup and a cheaper hookup and a variety. And I would even say better quality now, too, as well. So I'm getting it cheaper, significantly more cheaper. And I get to choose between different variety. So I upgraded from quads to an ounce. So now I'm a big boy. But I'm still a Toys R Us kid, even though it's fucking closed, goddammit. I'm going to cry. I'm going to cry. God damn it, dude. But, the other day I got super fucking ripped. Took one too many hits. One too many hits. Was driving, pulled up to a stop sign. Just stopped there like a fucking idiot, dude. I was just stopped there for like, I don't know how long. It was a combination of me being really high, it being early in the morning, and me paying attention to a weed conversation on a podcast I had thrown in the car. And I caught myself, and I'm like, wait a minute, this isn't a red light. Why are you stopped here like a fool? Yeah, but those are the dangers of marijuana. That's why it's illegal, because you might stop at a stop sign for too long. Or you might eat too much junk food. That's why it's illegal. Might hold up traffic for 5 seconds. You got beeped at. Doesn't even fucking matter. No one was around. It's way too early. It's all good, babies. You guys wouldn't even fucking known if I wouldn't have said shit. Telling myself. Yeah, but I felt fucking stupid. So don't do that. But people do that shit all the time now with their fucking phones. You always just catch them staring at it. I try not to do it. I don't text. The only thing I will do is change the songs on my phone. But you kind of just memorize where the button is anyway, so it doesn't even matter. Yeah, don't do that shit. Speaking of change the next song, yesterday we did a badass episode on, shout out to Jeff and Average Joe's and Ryan Dempsey from Average Joe's. I am a co-host on Average Joe's, if I haven't mentioned it, which I have. Check out Average Joe's MMA show on Stitcher, SoundCloud. I think we're loaded Joe's MMA on iTunes. But check us out on all of that stuff. Subscribe to that stuff. I'm co-host and I'm always on there Tuesdays and Thursdays with Jeff Shanahan. Jeff is actually coming down from Michigan. Bought tickets to Bellator. And we're going to hang out. We're going to meet. We're going to meet and greet. And when he gets here, I'm going to have the Full Heel Podcast guys here if they want to come. So we can have a podcast. And we're going to do a little roll call. My name is Rafa. I don't know how the fuck it goes. But yeah, we're gonna do all that stupid shit. But no, I'm just excited that, first of all, Bellator. Second of all, Jeff's coming down from Michigan. Third of all, we get to smoke and podcast. And I get to show him some cool shit from Chicago, which is going to be pretty awesome. So stay tuned for that. Coming in April, Jeff from Average Joe's MMA show on the Full Heel Podcast. It's going to be epic. It's going to be epic. Even though I'm on there all the time, but we're going to be face to face. We're going to be live. Shit might get crazy. He might try to wrestle me. I might have to slap on a submission, maybe some jiu-jitsu, look for some position, my friend. But, it's all with love. Love you, Jeff. Talk to you tomorrow, probably. Tomorrow's Thursday. So, check out Grata Von Fleet. We did an episode about music. Yesterday, me, Ryan, and Jeff talked about all our favorite bands. We gave our top 10. It was a pretty long episode. We each gave our top 10s and, you know, we just gave a little bit of reasoning or why we liked them. Check that out. It was a good episode. The episode before that, we talked about our favorite tag teams. Some of our favorite tag teams. If I need some time to kill, I'll go over some of my tag teams at the end. But we still got a lot to cover with Fastlane, Raw, SmackDown, and NXT from this past week. So let's get to it. Let's get to it, babies. Let's get to it. Talk about a little bit of Fastlane. Let's see. The pre-show was Breezango and Ty Dillinger versus Mojo Rawley, Chad Gable and Shelton Benjamin. It's kind of a throwaway match. That's why I was, I think it might have been on the pre-show. Then we had Shinsuke Nakamura versus Rusev. Rusev has lately been having a crazy push from the crowd, and I don't think WWE has really utilized it. I don't think they know what to do with him. I think right now they're focused more on his intergender match. I don't know what they're calling it. Cross-gender match with him and Lana. I think they're facing Bobby Roode and Charlotte Flair. And if that's the case, then Charlotte Flair and Bobby Roode are probably going to win that one. I wonder if I could get the bracket real quick for that, actually. For the women's and guys tag in their gender matches. I don't think so. Yeah, the mixed matches. Let's see. I should probably actually watch those before I just talk about them. Yeah, that's what I'll do. I'm going to watch them instead of just talking about them. I'll check them out. I think they're all on Facebook or something like that, or maybe even on the WWE website. But check that out if you guys haven't. But I think it's going to be Lana. I think it's going to be Lana and Rusev versus Charlotte and Bobby Roode. Let's see. Where was I going with it? Oh, yeah. Rusev. He's having his Rusev Day thing, and I think they're focusing more on that that cross gender thing they're doing. Cross tag team match, or the mixed match challenge. There we go. I think they're a little bit more focused on that with Rusev, and I hope they're not missing a push they could necessarily be giving him for the U.S. title right now with a good. He could be having a good feud with. They could add a fatal four-way. It could have been Rusev, Randy Orton, which we can get into right now. Jinder Mahal and Bobby Roode. That would have been a good fatal four-way for the United States Championship at WrestleMania. Because the next match, we had Bobby Roode versus Randy Orton for the United States Championship, the only title that Randy Orton has not won to complete the Grand Slam Challenge. So he takes on Bobby Roode, which is very popular, great entrance, and he's a good wrestler. Very popular in these, if even the guys never checked him out. He was pretty big in NXT. Carried NXT when they really didn't have anyone else to like feud him with. He was a good wrestler to have the belt on at the time. They pulled them up pretty quick, though. It was perfect timing, actually. Let's see. We had Randy Orton defeat Bobby Roode in a pretty good match. Randy Orton becomes the Grand... I forget how many Grand Slam champions there are. I think there's less than 10 or there's 11. I'm not sure exactly the number. But Randy Orton just became one of them. Grand Slam champion being tag team champions, United States champion, Intercontinental champion, and World Heavyweight champion. And Randy Orton was just missing the United States championship. So he picks that up. Joins the Grand Slam, whatever. Natalya and Carmella versus Becky Lynch and Naomi. Natalya and Carmella defeat Becky Lynch and Naomi. It was a good match. The women put on really good matches, but there was nothing really behind that for me. No story, no, whatever. Then we had the Usos versus the New Day. The New Day came out and challenged the Usos again. The Usos have been undefeated for a while now. the Usos have been complaining because they have never been to a WrestleMania main card because they've never gotten the respect they deserve for being a good tag team. When they were just the... Well, they still are just the Usos. When they were the Usos with the face paint and the whole Samoan thing, they were popular, but it was more of a kid thing, and they were really put on the WrestleMania thing. They were saving more time for the novelty acts at WrestleMania and leaving these guys on the pre-show, which is awesome for them. Now they get to use that as a storyline to be like, hey, you guys never fucking used us. We're the best tag team of all time. They've been getting a really good push against the New Day, which has held the title for the longest streak now. They beat the Freebirds tag team record by, I don't know, like not that long. They didn't beat it by that long, but they beat it, which was a ridiculous amount of time to hold the tag team titles for. But the New Day did it, and this time they didn't. And the Usos didn't win as well. It was a no contest. The Bludgeon Brothers came out and beat the shit out of everybody and just left. So we'll see what's going to happen with that. The Bludgeon Brothers have been getting a really big push, but they've just been beating up jobbers and they've been jumping in on matches and stuff like that. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. Let's see. Okay. I haven't been here for a while, so let's see. This is going to take some explaining. Charlotte Flair versus Ruby Riott for the Women's Championship. So the Riott Squad has been causing havoc on SmackDown. They've been beating up the girls. And then they focus their attention on Charlotte Flair. Charlotte decided to take out each one of them one by one. Sarah Logan, Liv Morgan, and then at the pay-per-view would be Ruby Riott for the WWE Championship, for the Women's Championship. Ruby Riott loses, you know, understandably. Charlotte Flair, she's going to WrestleMania with the championship. This is Fastlane. Ruby Riott's good, but she's young right now, and she did get a tremendous push, so she should be happy with that. She will continue to do good in this. And on SmackDown, on this show, and there's going to be a shakeup. She's a good wrestler, and she can put on good performances, so we'll see where it goes from here with her. But she loses to Flair. Asuka comes out and points at WrestleMania and is looking at Charlotte, pretty much challenging or using her Royal Rumble victory to challenge Charlotte at Fastlane for the Women's Championship, which I think is awesome. I think if WWE plays their cards right, they have something that can take time to brew, and you let this go, and you let this simmer. I don't think this is what's going to happen. I think they fast track it right away. So it's going to be Asuka. It's going to be Charlotte. To me, what would make sense is Asuka wins, and you continue the streak. Here's why. So I've been away for 2 weeks. Ronda Rousey came back at Elimination Chamber. I didn't talk about that. Sorry about that, guys. Elimination Chamber was kind of, for me, it was a C-minus kind of a pay-per-view. She actually came back before that. She was supposed to sign her papers at... She came back at Royal Rumble. She was supposed to sign her contract at Elimination Chamber. She wasn't even in the Elimination Chamber match, which Alexa Bliss defended her title in that. That match was pretty good, but again, I give that pay-per-view probably like a C. Fastlane was definitely the better pay-per-view. I would grade Fastlane probably a B compared to that show. B-. It had its filler matches. It had its just like, hey, we're just throwing this in there because we need a match. for the 3-hour pay-per-view. So that's why I give it a B minus. I'd probably even give Elimination Chamber a C minus, just because they had the novelty of the Elimination Chamber and they weren't able to do a fantastic job with it, even though they had 2 Elimination Chamber matches, but whatever. All right, so back to where I was at. Asuka defeats Charlotte, and here's why. Ronda signed her contract, and now she's starting a feud with Stephanie McMahon, and Triple H. She put Triple H through a table. She had to apologize the next day. Kurt Angle was kind of getting involved, kind of pushing the situation where the McMahons were trying to gain control over Rousey and trying to have her under their thumb because of what she did 3 years ago at WrestleMania, kind of be her bosses and control her. Rousey got mad, put Triple H through a table. Kurt was taken out of there. Kurt was taken out of there, and then he got put through a table. Next day, she was forced to apologize. They were going to force her to apologize. She didn't. Stephanie apologized instead. Then Triple H punched Kurt. And then this past week, it was announced Kurt Angle versus... Stephanie McMahon and Triple H versus Kurt Angle and Ronda Rousey, which in my opinion makes perfect sense. I don't think you fast track her right away to the title. This makes sense because we get to see her wrestle and she gets to win a match right away. And we get to see more of her before you kind of throw her into any kind of storyline. She gets to get the feel for everything, and it's a throwaway storyline. It's a WrestleMania storyline with Triple H and Stephanie. Triple H and Stephanie always want to be there, either Stephanie being in the entrance or getting put through a table by Roman Reigns, and Triple H being the champion or something. He's always... They want to be on the big show, and they're running the company, so they're going to do it. So what better way than to have Ronda Rousey beat them, and then you can throw her into the mix after the shakeup, which I think that's what's going to happen. I think... shit, man. I think they're going to have Asuka win, and they're going to have Ronda and her right away, which I think is a mistake. I think you have Asuka beat Charlotte, and then I think you have, well, Ronda definitely wins her match at WrestleMania and then gets thrown into Raw and continues to stay on Raw. You want her on Raw, Asuka on SmackDown, and they're going to have a shakeup. They've already been rumoring it. Don't move Asuka over, move Charlotte over. And here's my thinking to that. You keep Asuka on Charlotte or on SmackDown, you continue her undefeated streak, and then on the other side, you have Ronda Rousey. She little by little takes out the girls in the WWE's Raw roster, becomes champion before WrestleMania or before Survivor Series, if you guys want, and then they can really build this. They got something going. You build a storyline between Asuka and Ronda, and you don't have them fight to WrestleMania in some kind of weird stipulation match. Not even a stipulation match, just a regular match. But like some kind of weird stipulation, because they're going to be on opposite shows. You want to keep them on opposite shows for at least a year, in my opinion. And let this slow brew. Let the fans want it. Let it fucking... Let them yearn for it. You have Asuka continue her undefeated streak. You have Ronda coming over as a UFC, ex-UFC champion at bantamweight. And you have her dominate, win the title. And then you have them lead teams at the Survivor Series, Asuka versus Ronda teams, Raw versus SmackDown teams, which cultivates at WrestleMania. But the Royal Rumble winner would get that, so they would have to kind of just not do that. They got something on their hands here. It all depends on how it goes. And I want to give Ronda the benefit of the doubt that she's going to get better on the mic and she's going to get better with interactions with the crowd, because she's coming out there and smiling a little bit too much. Smiling isn't bad, but like, she's getting a little bit too giddy and kind of taking it in a little bit too much. She should have come out as heel. Not necessarily for this storyline. I think this storyline, it's fine if she's not a heel, but she needs to come out heel after this fight against these girls. That's the only way it's going to work with her. She needs to be a heel against all the Raw roster. Turn the Raw roster into baby faces, and she's the heel coming in, trying to take over the company. She already beat the boss, and she's going to go after everybody else. They got something here. It's all up to them to try to figure it out if they're going to do it right or not. And we'll see. I'm interested. I'm in. I'm in, baby! I'm in! But they got to do it right. They can't just half-ass it and throw anything together. So, Asuka comes out, challenges her. This is in real time. She challenges Charlotte, so we're going to get Charlotte and Flair at WrestleMania, which I... That one and the Shinsuke versus... We'll talk about that when we get to this main event. So then we have WWE Champion AJ Styles versus John Cena, Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, Dolph Ziggler, and Baron Corbin in a six-pack challenge where everyone is vying for the World Heavyweight Championship, the WWE Heavyweight Championship. Everyone wants it. It was a really good match. As much shit as people want to talk about John Cena, he's a really good performer. AJ Styles has really good chemistry with anybody. I've never seen that guy put on a bad match. It's really rare. Kevin Owens is a badass. Badass heel that can wrestle. Sami Zayn, again, another good wrestler. Has good chemistry with Kevin Owens. And he can put on good matches with just about anybody. Dolph Ziggler. A lot of people want to hate on Dolph Ziggler. I like Dolph Ziggler a lot, but we need to get that guy, I don't know, a gimmick. So we can put the belt on him. Have him, well, he's feuding for the belt, I guess, right now, and it's going to continue to happen. I would assume that he would continue to get a push, if not for the USA Championship, or maybe he'll get shot over to Raw vie for the Intercontinental Championship, but I'm tired of seeing him in The Miz, so we'll see what's up with that. So, Sami Zayn stopped. Oh no, it wasn't Sami Zayn. They were on the outside, and Sami Zayn and Shane were kind of, they were, I don't know what they were doing, but they were yelling at each other. And then Sammy's in front of Shane. Kevin Owens goes to throw a super kick at Sammy. Sammy moves and hits Shane, knocks him out. And then forget who he's pinning. Kevin Owens is going to get the three count, and Shane pulls out the ref. And then Sammy's going to get the fucking three count, and Shane pulls out the ref and doesn't let it happen. So he fucks over both of them. And, which is going to lead into something in WrestleMania. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens with that. But AJ Styles almost didn't come out champion, and I was kind of shocked that they were... Well, I wasn't shocked that they were teasing it, but I was kind of scared that actually might have come into fruition, that he might not be champion going into WrestleMania. A lot of people were predicting that they were going to put the championship on either Sami Zayn or Kevin Owens and kind of continue a feud that these guys have been having forever. Maybe finally crown Sami Zayn the champion and give him the push that everyone's been hoping that he gets. I'm glad that it didn't happen, just because they're still going to get that feud, and He's still, I don't know how young he is, actually. But he will be champion one day. I believe he will. Just not now. You can't ruin this match for the people. AJ wins, and we get Shinsuke Nakamura versus AJ Styles. A rematch from Wrestle Kingdom, I think it was 9. I'm not sure exactly. But we get a rematch from that at WrestleMania for the WWE. Dream match. Dream match, rematch. I'm hyped for that match. And the Charlotte Flair Asuka match. That's crazy. We have two American talents versus Japanese talents. It's going to be America versus Japan. I think Shinsuke versus AJ Styles deserves to be the main event. Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns is going to be the main event. Roman Reigns won the Elimination Chamber a couple weeks ago at Fastlane. And I guess that's how we transition into Raw. We end Fastlane with AJ Styles winning. And like I said, a couple weeks ago, Roman Reigns won the Elimination Chamber in order to advance into the main event at WrestleMania. Because Shinsuke won the Royal Rumble, he chose AJ Styles. So we're going to get to see how that goes. So yeah, on Raw, let's see, for the Tag Team Championships, I think we have the Bar. Forgot who won that. They're going to defend their... They got beat up by a bunch of tag teams on this episode. On this episode of Dragon Ball Z! No, but they got beat up by all the tag teams because they said that no one was a challenge, and they wanted to see who was a challenge to them. So then they had a match to determine who their next, a battle royal to determine who their next. Oh, and Braun Strowman came out and beat the fuck out of everybody. That's what it was. That's why I can't remember, eh? Gotta find the results. I watched it, but I need to just see what happened real quick. I don't know why it doesn't come out. It's old news. Fake news. Well, I guess I can't find it. Let's see. Out of here with this stupid ass video. Nah, nothing. Nah. Da-da-da-da. Nothing. Nope. Okay. John Cena, I remember John Cena came out. I think that was the opener. John Cena came out and he didn't win Fastlane, and that was his. Pretty much his only ticket to try to get to WrestleMania. He didn't win, so he comes out and he once again challenges The Undertaker, which I still don't think is going to happen, but we'll see. They seem to be pushing it. No, that's not how it started. How it started was Roman Reigns coming out talking shit about Brock Lesnar, and then Brock Lesnar not being there, so Roman goes to the back and exposes the gorilla position of Vince McMahon and Shane McMahon. They're feeding lines to the commentary thing. They have their headphones. It looks like they're commentating in the background. Well, in the gorilla position. And then Vince takes Roman to his office to negotiate or whatever, and he suspends him indefinitely, guaranteeing that Roman Reigns will be at WrestleMania and guaranteeing that Brock Lesnar will be at Raw next week in Detroit. So they're teasing They're teasing this already by not letting us see them face to face. And, yeah, this match has been talked about for a whole fucking year in advance, so. It was a good promo, though. I'll give them that. I'd rate the promo an A. Even though Roman is Vince's boy. And that was pretty much what the promo was, that Brock is his boy. Even though Brock really is his boy. Even though everyone hates on Roman, Brock is really... He's been the champion for a full year. He never fights, and he gets paid a fuckload of money, so... Maybe Roman has a point. Maybe Roman has a point. And then for the Intercontinental Championship, we are going to get The Miz, the champion, versus Seth Rollins and Finn Balor. It's going to be an awesome match. Finn Balor and Seth put on a great match for the Universal title. Finn Balor being the first Universal champion, beating Seth Rollins at SummerSlam 2 years ago. A year ago? I don't know. It's probably 2 years ago. That's going to be an incredible match. I'm excited for that. And then for the Women's Championship, they're starting a feud between... Well, it's been there. It's been a brewing forever. There's always been hints of it. A rivalry between Nia Jax and Alexa Bliss. Them kind of being friends and Alexa Bliss treating her like shit. And it's ramped up recently, and they kind of had footage of Mickie James and Alexa talking shit about her behind her back. Even though UFC's like, or like WWE's super anti-bullying, this was pretty harsh. They were talking about how fat she was and how ugly she was. It was kind of bad, but now what I believe they're probably going to give Nia her first championship of all time, and they'll make it up to her for talking shit. And I think everyone wants her to be champion, so she's probably going to get it. SmackDown. So we just ended Fastlane. And SmackDown was yesterday. NXT was today. Watch both of them back to back because I have them DVR'd. See what I can pick out real quick so I can bring this show to a close, the ship into port. Let's see. AJ Styles versus Rusev. It's a pretty good match. Good match to open up the show after the promo. Bludgeon Brothers are probably going to get a championship match against the Usos. It's probably going to be a triple tag team match at WrestleMania. The New Day, the Usos, and the Bludgeon Brothers. Try it out. Check it out. That's probably what's going to happen. Charlotte and Asuka went face to face. I'm excited for that match. Looks like we're going to get a triple threat match for the WWE United States Championship between Jinder Mahal, Bobby Roode, and Randy Orton. Which I think is going to be a good match. I'm interested to see how they're going to paint the picture before WrestleMania. We still have a little bit under four weeks a month. Jinder Mahal defeats Bobby Roode. Carmella still hasn't cashed in her Money in the Bank, which she might do it at WrestleMania, because Money in the Bank's coming to Chicago in June, so she has to cash in soon, or there are going to be three Money in the Banks floating around. And then Shane got assaulted by Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens. He made a match between both of them, and they assaulted him, and they did the whole chair to the neck thing against the post. They put the chair around Shane's neck. Then they slammed him against the ring post, and then they dragged him to the back. And then paramedics took Shane away, and he was gasping for air. So we'll probably get a 2-on-1 match, possibly Shane having a tag team partner for WrestleMania against both of these guys. Who knows? Well, they already have Shane versus... Maybe it's a triple threat match. I don't know. That was SmackDown. Let me touch on NXT real quick, and then I'll let you guys go. Let's see. I just watch this right now, too. It was like me some NXT. Sanity had a match versus Tino Stamboli or whatever the fuck his name is. I don't know. Riddick Moss and Tino. It was, whatever. Sanity advanced in the Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic first round. So right now the Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic, I think third annual is going on, or fourth annual. I think it's third. Tommaso Ciampa came out and he really didn't say anything. The crowd just booed him. Cheered for Gargano, and then he just left. So, Dakota Kai beats Lacey Evans. Lacey Evans has been painted as a heel as of lately. Dakota Kai has always been a face, so whatever that means. I don't know why I just said that, but that's just dating stuff. Street Profits take out Heavy Machinery in the first round of the Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic, and they advanced to round two. Pete Dunne took on Adam Cole for the... Well, it was for Pete Dunne's UK Championship. Adam Cole was held by the rest of... By the rest of Undisputed Era. That's Bobby Fischer. And I forget the other guy's name. What's the other guy's name? I don't know. Too high right now. I'm taking bong rips and it's to the face. It's no excuse. No excuse. And then we had the contract signing. Bobby Fish and Kyle O'Reilly. There we go. Sorry. Couldn't remember his name. Then it was a contract signing between... Well, Dos Almas. Cien Almas was supposed to come out and sign the contract, but he didn't. His manager came out. And then this guy was just making fun of her height, Aleister Black. So they're going to have NXT New Orleans, Aleister Black versus Andrade Cien Almas. Yeah, that was NXT. Thanks a lot for joining me, guys. I'm glad to be back. I'm sorry I was away for so long. Again, I apologize. I had scheduled guests. I was trying to make shows, but guests were falling out on me. They were just being fucking dicks. Still love them, but, you know, I need to record this show. I want to get it out there as much as I can. So I can't just be relying on guests. I need to just start doing it myself and hopefully keep you guys entertained. And hopefully keep you guys coming and listening. Keep you guys downloading. I appreciate the love. If you can, please hit that subscribe button on iTunes, YouTube, Stitcher, Podbean. Share this. Tell a friend. Rate and review on iTunes. Give me a 5-star rating. I really appreciate it. Shoutouts to Jeff and Average Joe's. Shoutouts to Ryan. Shoutouts to Full Hill Podcast, Army, everybody. Shoutouts to everyone that listens to the show. You guys all fucking rock. I love all you guys. I do it for you guys. I'm sorry I haven't done it 2 weeks, but I'm back, bitches, like I said. There's a fight card this Saturday for UFC in London. If I don't do a fight companion, I'll see what I can do about it, but there will definitely be an episode drop Saturday. Look out for that. Again, I apologize for not doing an episode. I love you guys. hit that subscribe button. And, yeah, tell a friend, cocksuckers.